So, Deanna, season one is done. How do you think it went with our listeners?
Well, I think it went really well. I didn't really know what to expect, being our first time creating a podcast for quality improvement. And it did go down really well. If we look at our analytics from this year, so far we've had over 1,500 listens. So these are, you know, separate people listening to the episodes. So that's, I think, pretty exciting. I think it has reached a wider audience than you would get through traditional media, such as a poster at a conference or a paper, that sort of thing.
So do our analytics tell us which were our most popular episodes?
So our most popular episode, which had so far over 600 listens, was Dr. Wumi's weight bias project on all bodies are good bodies. So that's actually by far, it's significantly the most popular, which is really interesting and cool. It just shows there's a lot of interest in that topic. And then the other sort of our top three, it's that one. And then followed by Dr. Denise Jaworski's group medical visits on COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And then Dr. Fine's episode on reducing frail elderly readmissions in the emergency department.
Wow, that's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And are most of our listeners from BC locally or further afield?
Well, it's quite interesting. I'd say overall, the majority of our listeners are from Northern BC, but that only makes up about 30%. After that, we have about 7% of our listeners are from Vancouver. There's a large portion from Canada, but then we also have about a quarter of our listeners coming from India. And then we also have 5% from the United States and about 2% from the UK, 2% from Nigeria. And then there's a bunch of other countries that have listened to a few episodes here and there, including listeners from Australia, Germany, and even the Faroe Islands.
Wow, the Faroe Islands. Okay, that's what I call a reach.
Yep. So, yeah. And South Africa, Saudi Arabia.
Well, that's great news. So, do you actually have any personal favorites or highlights you particularly remember from our first 10 episodes?
Well, I really did like Wumi's episode on her weight bias project, largely because she was just so enthusiastic to be there. She's clearly very passionate about this topic. I think that was really interesting. I liked listening to all of our guests talk about sort of how they've made Northern BC a home. You know, I really liked listening to Dr. Costa talk about sort of how he transitioned his passion from sort of hockey and sports into a career in orthopedics. I thought that was pretty cool. It's always nice, too, hearing about people's sort of family lives as well.
Yeah, I agree. I really enjoyed hearing about people's journeys right into medicine. I particularly remember Dr. Jaworski talking about how breaking her pelvis actually led her to consider a career in medicine, which is amazing. And also Matt Wahab, who first started out in IT before changing careers into medicine. You never know what journeys people will take. And I also enjoyed as well Dr. Fine from Cornell, because I thought there was such wisdom and so much experience there. It really came over in the interview.
Yeah, I agree. And since we aired that episode, Dr. Fine has officially retired from medicine, which is really great for him. I know he's very, very missed, I think, in his community, which was Quesnel, BC. So we were, I think, very lucky to hear from a physician with such a sort of long career. And he was so passionate about caring for the elderly people in his community. So that was really great. And I thought hearing his start in medicine when he was working in the army, you know, fighting against the Russians, which is strangely timely again right now, unfortunately, was very interesting. Just that the place people all take in sort of history.
Yeah, I agree. And also, do you remember Kayla Blackstock? She actually joined us when she was on her maternity leave after giving birth to twins. Now that does show some dedication to quality improvement, I have to say.
Yes, absolutely. It just goes to show how dedicated our physicians are in the North to their careers in general, but also quality improvement, that they take time out from not only their busy work schedules, but, you know, juggling a lot with new babies, new twins. Yeah, it's a lot. So we're very lucky to have who we have supporting us.
I agree. So on to season two. A new season, new music, and a new lineup of guests. So what do we have lined up for this season?
So we're continuing to highlight specific quality improvement projects. So these are physicians that are considered to be our program alumni. So we have a few physicians lined up. Dr. Joe Hall will be joining us to talk about some work in the emergency department at UHMBC here in Prince George. Another physician that I think will be very interesting to hear from is Dr. Brianne Abbott, who practices way up in the very small, very remote community of Dease Lake. So those are two we definitely have on the books. In addition to the PQI projects, we're going to do a few other kind of new innovative things and maybe hear from some of our physicians that are more engaged with leadership and how they're bringing quality improvement into the leadership and dividing that sort of gap, as well as maybe hearing from some of our quality improvement colleagues from other health authorities and from the Lower Mainland.
That's great. Yeah, it's great that we caught the attention of our colleagues in the south of the province, because we know there's a lot of great work going on down there. So I think it's great that we've got some sessions with them. I think we should probably call them the Vancouver sessions. That sounds pretty catchy. And look forward to listening to hear what they say.
Yeah, and I think we should give ourselves a pat on the back, because I think they approached us because they wanted some podcast airtime, because we're the only program provincially that has our own podcast. So we're out in front in that respect, and people have taken notice. So that's exciting for us.
That is exciting. That is exciting. And I also understand that we're going to showcase some pretty amazing projects, which is so good that they're actually being spread around multiple sites in the province. Is that right?
That is correct. So there is another initiative which is related to physician quality improvement, but it is its own entity called Spreading Quality Improvement. It's another SSC, Specialized Services Committee initiative that supports successful projects to move from one basically site to the other. The kind of criticism of a lot of quality improvement work is that you end up with a sea of pilot projects. So this is trying to provide some support to get those really sort of successful projects that really work well in one site and spread them to other locations. So there's a few things going on in Northern Health, but one that I have approached the physician and really hoping that he'll be keen to join us is there's a project in the northwest of BC that's improving maternity care in some of the very remote communities, which experience a lot of challenges getting specialist obstetric care for women that are pregnant in those communities. So I think that will be really exciting. There's also a few other interesting projects around antibiotic stewardship that might be coming online pretty quick, and a few other things. So yeah, that's exciting. Some of the spread projects.
That sounds great. I think it's all pretty exciting. I can't wait. You know, I'm absolutely thrilled that we've been recommissioned for a second series, and now we've got all these extra things we can try and pilot. And I have to admit, it's all pretty exciting. And I hope our listeners will come back and join us too.
Yeah. I also wanted to note too that hopefully we can get some more patient partners on this season. There's, again, a few that have done some really great work on some of our projects. I'm sure you recall we had a really great patient partner on the last season, Dwayne from Prince Rupert, who talked about his advocacy work, and that was very interesting, also so important to quality improvement. So I'm hoping we can feature a few more patient voices this season as well.
I think that's a great idea. You know, I think the patient involvement in quality improvement projects is often something which is it's pushed to the sideline, and it's such an important piece of providing patient-centered care. So it would be great, I agree, to get some of those patient partners in. Excellent. Well, it sounds like we've got our work cut out for us this season. So I hope our listeners will return. I hope they'll enjoy what we have to offer. And I'm looking forward to recording the episodes and getting that out there. So here's to season two.
Absolutely, season two. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe now. And just a reminder, yeah, you can listen to us on all of your favorite podcast apps or through our website at nhpqi.ca.